Hello.
Hi, Robert.
Yes.
Hi, this is Allison calling from the Home Care Agency Family First Care in regards to your application.
Yes.
I just wanted to let you know, did you know you were approved for services?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations. I just checked your profile for the approval. It looks like they put it in, I want to say, on the 8th. Do you know next steps moving forward?
No.
So what'll happen is the insurance Keystone First, they have a service coordinator assigned to you that will, you can reach out, let them know that you're a new patient assigned to them. They will schedule with you the assessment to come out and do home care hours with you. It'll also include, if you want Meals on Wheels, any medical equipment, all of that stuff, this representative is going to take care of, okay?
Uh-huh.
So did you want to take down this number? Did you want me to text it to you?
Yeah, you could text it to me. I'll just put it into my phone.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm going to do it while we're on the phone. Okay. So just verbally, I'm going to send this to you, but her name is Darshelle Pierce.
Uh-huh.
And so you can reach out to her, schedule that assessment. Now, let me see. Do you have who's going to be taking care of you, or are you going to be needing an aide?
No, I have someone, but I already had someone. And I had an agency that I wanted to go through also.
Did you want to... Was it ours? Or because I wanted to make sure that we were on the same page. We were able to get your aide onboarded while we're waiting for this to schedule.
I questioned.
Yeah.
I heard what you just said. All right. Now, if I went through all of this process and went through your agency and everything,
yeah.
I suppose I wanted to change agency.
That's fine. I would appreciate if we're able to give your aide an offer, but I'm just happy to get you guys on the services, to be honest
okay,
with you.
Okay, well, I'll talk to her because she's the one that's going to be taking care of me.
Got
and,
it.
You know, and if she accepts your offer,
yeah.
Then I guess we'll both we all.
No problem. We can get you some hours first because a lot of agencies will throw numbers at you without even knowing the hours. So
uh-huh.
I can give you based off... what is submitted off the assessment, and then I can calculate it word for word for you guys. You can also let her know that we offer health insurance for AIDS as well.
Okay.
All right. If you have any questions, I did text you the service coordinator number, but the number that I texted you from is my direct line in case your aide has any questions. My name is Allison.
Well, this 551 is your direct line.
Yes, the 7421.
Uh-huh. And what is your name?
My name is Allison.
I think I have. But why is your name not coming up? Because I have. Did you ever call me from a different number?
Possibly. I believe.
I have an Allison in my phone, and I don't know nobody by the name of Allison.
Maybe. I want to say I was out. I actually was just moving, so maybe somebody took over my spot for a little bit while I was out. So, but that is me, because do you have a text from me saying anything about your caseworker from Parkside Avenue? Because we have spoken before in September.
Yes. You know, because lately, I haven't been feeling real good.
Got it.
And I a lot of times I don't even answer my phone or look at my text messages.
Okay.
Because what's been going on is my back is like it's supposed to be better than what it was out of with the therapy that I've been doing.
And especially
and
with the weather.
Stuff, and the stuff like today. Today is not a good day because. My left knee is hurting. My left hip is hurting.
Okay.
I had both of them replaced.
Okay.
I got to get my right hip replaced and my right knee replaced.
Got it.
Right now, I can't do none of that because I'm still dealing with my back.
Okay. So you're just all over the place.
Oh, yeah. And this weather ain't helping none.
Not at all. So, okay. Sorry, what were you saying?
And I said, and with all of this that's going on, that, you know, it stiffens up on me. And then, you know, like the doctor told me, I could sit in a recliner as much as I want. But just get up every 2 or 3 hours and stretch out and everything. I do that like every hour. I get up, I walk around. But I'm still skeptical about taking that extra step that I, you know, that they want me to take. I'm still skeptical about that because I'm not feeling it. Mentally and physically, I'm not feeling it.
Got it. So you're like mobility wise and a little doubtful.
Yes.
You just need that extra support.
Yes.
Okay. So now the thing, so do you know the average for this program is like 40 hours a week? Based off that, do you feel like your conditions, because I obviously haven't seen you in person, do you feel like you need more or less?
Right now,
and this is just conversation because the insurance will do the total.
Yeah. Well, right now, I feel as though I could use a little bit more.
Okay.
Because when I go to sleep at night,
mm-hmm.
my bathroom is right next to my living room, and my bathroom is in between my living room and my bedroom.
Okay.
You know, and so
it's a little bit of a walk.
It's not because once I get out of my bed, I have my cane with me.
Okay.
And once I get out of my bed and get to the foot of my bed, my dresser is there. And as soon as I hold on to my dresser, I can grab onto the wall. And I got bars in my bathroom that I walk.
Got it. Okay.
You know.
So you have bars all over the house for mobility?
No.
In the bathroom.
Bars in the bathroom, but I have another bar that I'm going to put on the outside of the bathroom when I'm going in.
Okay, they can do this for you. So I just want to confirm that you got the text that I sent you. I don't know if you're able to see it or check it.
Let me go to my messages. I could go to my messages and still talk to you.
Yeah, that is the service coordinator at insurance. So right, she's.
What would it be under?
The number that I just that I called you on. Two six seven five five one seven four.
Well, let me go back up a little bit further up top. Okay. Darshell Pierce.
Yep, that's somebody. My number. So yes. The number that texted you that information is me.
Oh, okay. It says, "Hi, Robert. This is Allison. The enrollment assistance for the waiver application. I am from Family First Home Care, LLC, in Philadelphia. I assist patients."
Yep.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I got it.
Okay. And then the one today, the Darshell Pierce. So Miss Pierce is the one that A, you're going to be scheduling with, but B, she can assist you and insurance can cover if you need any railings in home, chair in the shower, all of that equipment they can help you with. So I just wanted to point out that that's an important number to keep in case you need anything like that.
Okay. I have that in my message. I'll make sure not to ever delete that.
Yeah. That's going to be your coordinator at insurance. And if you need anything like medical equipment services, they have to process it through her first.
Uh-huh.
So if you want, you can give her a call, schedule that appointment. You can have your aide give me a call or you can call me with them, whatever you prefer. And any questions that they have, I can answer up front.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Do you have any other questions?
No, I just want to thank you because it's been so long.
Yeah.
It's been since June. I've been trying to get
course.
This service. And like I was telling them before, y'all are asking me for so much.
I know.
You know, they were asking me for so much. As you ask me, I give it to you. But it's people out here that's getting home health care, and they don't even need it. They sitting back. They're clocking their people in and out.
Yep.
Then every time that person get paid, they come and give them half of the check, you know. And
yeah.
I know some people like that, but I ain't going to put no names up there because that wouldn't be good. But that's what's happening. You know?
Yeah, I've been in the business a little bit. I've seen that.
Yeah. And it's people that need it, you know.
Yep.
And they have so much of a hard time because they're telling the truth about what's going on.
We do screen cases before we take them, too. I've seen that,
you know?
Yeah.
And I've been having trouble for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
But I just haven't been trying to get no home health care or anything of that nature because I knew sooner or later what was going to happen, and I thought everything was going to work out the way. But the only thing the doctor ever promised me was no pain.
Yeah.
And occasionally, this back tightens up, and oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I can only imagine.
I go through it again.
I'm sorry. Well, at least I can help you with this portion and get you a little bit of help in there to get you some hours a week, help you with your daily assisted living. The next step would be for you to contact Ms. Pierce to get that assessment scheduled, okay?
Okay.
All right. Do you have any other questions?
Oh, no. I just thank you so much. It's about time.
You are more than welcome. It is absolutely my pleasure. All right. We'll touch base soon. If you need me, you just call.
Okay. Thank you, Allison.
Of course. Take care.
Okay. Yes.
Bye-bye.